You're listening to this podcast on danceinisrael.com.
This is Deborah Friedis. In the past week, I've made two visits to the Eco Art Village in Kibbutz Netiv HaLamed Hei near Beit Shemesh, and there I started talking with choreographer Noah Wertheim, who, with her partner Adi Sha'al, founded and directs the Vertigo Dance Company. Right now, we are sitting in the Suzanne Dalal Center to continue our conversation before Noah goes into rehearsal, before a concert tonight of her latest work, Ra'ash Levan, White Noise. Noah, will you please say hello?
Hello, hello.
Can you tell me a little bit about your training and the influences on your movement style? How did you start dancing and what kind of techniques have you studied?
Actually, I started dancing seriously quite late. I was 21. I started in the Rubin Academy in Jerusalem. And beforehand, I was dancing maybe when I was 8 years old, really small, for 3 years. And then I stopped because of many problems, religion, and the body didn't shape, I felt, towards dance. So I just quit it, even though I did like it. And after the army, I found myself wandering in Jerusalem, and what will I do with my life after the army, you know, this age, 21. And I saw an adverb, you know, in the academy, summer course. So I said, maybe I go move a little bit for 1 week, 2 weeks, great. I couldn't breathe. I started dancing and all my body hurt because I didn't do anything since I'm a child. I was dead. And in the end of the course, a few girls said, we're going to the auditions in the academy to accept, you know, to be teachers. They told me, come with us. I said, what do you mean? I just started. I didn't do anything. You can. It's okay, you can. If we are going, you can. I said, okay, I'll go with them. I went. I did the audition. And I didn't tell nobody. My mom, after a few weeks, called me. You got a letter from the Rubin Academy. You accepted to the academy. She said, what? You didn't tell me? I said, no, it was like a joke, you know. And then I said, wow, good idea. I go be a teacher of dance. I love moving. It's a good profession. That began really weird. And then I think they had an argument. Chasya Levy, Zichrona Livracha, she was for me from the creative part. She saw potential and they said not much technique. But in the first year, they gave me a hard time. Second year, I really improved a lot. Third year, I was already on going with the best girls in the class, and it went easy for me then. Actually, my background is from there, a bit classical, a bit modern. It was Gram, I couldn't stand. And I did like, but it was difficult for the body in this age to start with Gram and the modern technique. Wow. They did only 1 year Limon, 1 hour a week, so I didn't really get a lot of it. So it was mostly those days, classical, gram, and a bit improvisation, technique, and then that's it. And I've been 1 year in, even not 1 year, in Amir Kolban's company, Tamar, those days. Again, normal modern dance. But then I had especially a good feeling for, I think, a bit martial arts, even I didn't do, never in my life. Me and Adi, when we met, we felt this energy of martial arts, a bit capoeira, a bit tai chi. But, and I think we had it in movement naturally. And we started as a couple, Adi and me, moving just instinctively without really learning something specific. He also started very late, also like me, did basic. And then we started creating together. Today, I can tell you what I do like is a combination of the company. I forced them to do classical, release technique, contact, improvisation. So the combination between the release technique and the classical and improvisation, with the contact improvisation, creates a certain language. Lots of things are connected for me with the center. I'm working a lot. For me, that made me move easily. I saw girls years, but, you know, trying to move, and I felt they couldn't move. For me, I felt that it was easy. I don't have technique, not beautiful, you know, point, and this like this kind of dancers I never had. But natural moving, I could do very easily. And I think something for me was connected to the center. And since then, I'm working with dancer in the same system from this release and the center and putting it in all technique.
Do you think that there's anything about your physicality that's Israeli?
The nerves. the fire. Atzabim. That was atzabim. You don't know? Atzabim is like anger. I think Israelis have lots of energy to take out, comparing to English dance, for example.
I'm very, very curious about the Eco Art Village that I visited. Can you just tell me a little bit about the idea for it and how it's developing?
I think we never like had an idea like ahead and, you know, a goal. It just happened. I think like exactly like the company, how it just, it galgel, you know, it's like went into a situation. Yes, in the last few years, we were more concerned about the way of especially children, because this career of the directing a company, running a company and having a family doesn't go, I think, so much together. And I feel what happened was that I felt all the time also talking about our previous two creations ago, now already three, the birth of the Phoenix. We started to talk about connection to the earth, to the universe, and I felt it very much through my children that we lived in Rehavia, in Jerusalem, and we were walking with him across the street, going to a small park, and with his small bicycle, doing a bit in the park, seesaw, and going back to the flat. And I felt, no, something is very strange. And then looking, watching TV, how I grew is what was nature. Everywhere was nature, and we were outside and trees. I felt, you know, I don't want my child to grow so much like that. This was a bit motivation, you know, for checking out. And Adi already years is telling me, listen, we can continue working in Jerusalem. I must live countryside. But it was not still an idea for Eco Art Village. And then we slowly went into this, you know, process of how do we behave to our universe, and etc. And then Rina, that is working with me as well, she was looking where to live and should be near because she's in the company doing everything. Rina is my young sister and she's the teacher in the company. It's like a really family business. And she has also children, so same situation. And all the time she said, yala, let's do something special. Let's do the studio near home. And let's build. And then my big sister, Merav, that she's a vortex healing teacher, only one in Israel, actually. She got the diploma. It's something spiritual. Her and her husband were fed up also kind of their work. Him in the center, he was like building, you know, and he felt he wanted to do big change. Enough working for other and to do something more, how do you say, mashmoti, more with idea, in ideals. And then we were talking, you know, Shabbat, we were meeting, talking. And suddenly we said, maybe we do a special place that is a building by Israeli people. Not, you know, okay, Arab come and work, Thailandi people come and work for. Like really this business of we are doing all the maintenance, it's our home. It's a different way of thinking. It's not this modern life that you pay and everything is money and you have profession and everything is really divided. No, this going back to a person is doing many things or various things and not according to a system or your position and the money you are doing this or that. This is how the world looks today because it's economical and it's fast and it's more available and this is our modern education. And somehow we felt, and I felt especially also my feeling was, I think I want to stop this normative way of living. And to stop such a thing and to start creating a new way of life, it's begun. We said, okay, let's go half an hour from Jerusalem. We don't want to close the center. We want still to work there. We love Jerusalem. We want to continue. But yes, to have another branch in the village and to see what it means and how deep to go into ecology. And then we took Ayala, that is, if you met her, she was there. She's a very young girl, but she's completely into ecological garden and everything. So we said, Yala, come with us, help us learn this. And she came to live in the kibbutz with us. And a few more people, very nice, that are deep in the earth and ecological way of living and thinking, not into the running modern life. Money business, like Daphna is a very special artist of mud that came to live also with us and to support each other, because they are living differently and they have difficulties with creating communication with this modern life, and we want opposite, to learn from them this new way. So we have a few nice people joined us, and my two sisters and me, so we are three sisters. And the four, I have another sister, we are four girls. And the other one, she's a bit more religious and she's waiting a bit. She has an idea that maybe she'll have a few friends. And she has Shoshana and two people that are reformed, but very nice religion, very special. Also artists, and they are joining us. So we are creating a new way of society, and it's starting to develop. And Danny, that is the husband of Mav, is building everything. And he's like a real artist. He's doing everything from recycling the wood, the beautiful, you know, wood and the doors, everything. And it's all from the, you know, Kukuriko chicken coop. It was a chicken coop, and there's like millions of wood, but ugly, dirty from there, you know, cack and everything. Everybody throw, because today what they do, you throw. But if you clean the surface underneath, it's wood. And wood is, you know, it's a big need, and we are ruining forests. So to take something and to use it, you know, so simple, but just it's a kind of statement that the mind has to go through. In this modern life, you buy. This chair, he needs something, he will buy. You know, and we do, we throw, we buy. Also because of this, we've seen this beginning of the performance, you know, we have this shukachten, this give from hand to hand shop. Because I said, even if it's in Sudan, Dalal, Tel Aviv, I want a person to come to a performance, and bring some, or think even, or to ask, what is it, you know, and to have a dialogue about this, that you can take. This is from the Chish. In the kibbutz, we have amazing shop, everything, really amazing. I haven't been in a canyon, a mall, for a year. I haven't been. I'm curious what will happen to me the first time. Because, yeah, when you're used to it, it's way of, and when you go, your impulse, your eye is not used to seeing so many shops. So if one shop in the kibbutz, and the children are, every Yom Hulet, every birthday, they have to buy something to someone. They go there and they always find something. Always find a great thing. And they don't have to create more and more plastic to. If everybody would switch and not throw it to the garbage, it doesn't go into the earth. Also, so we buy and throw by every second minute. And it doesn't have where to go anymore. You know, there's a nice story that it's coming out of the earth already, like it's growing out.
It's an incredible project. I mean, I definitely got a sense that this was someplace very special when I arrived. I guess the first time I came was during the International Contact Festival. I was there for the opening jam, which was held in your beautiful studio there. And then coming back this week, I got much more curious. And yesterday I walked around the kibbutz with another friend of mine who came from the States. And yeah, we stumbled across the shop and went in. You know, we both enjoy thrift shopping, and yeah, why do you need something new? We're really in a deep crisis with our earth here. So it's really amazing to see how you're being so mindful of that as you're creating your art and really fusing the two, bringing that all together. The Eco Art Village has quite an environmentalist perspective, and so does your work, The Birth of the Phoenix. And I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about that.
Actually, it was in the timing I just told you about. We were looking to live out of the city, to get out of the city. And part of it was also to have suddenly not one child, two child, pregnant with the third one. And in the beginning, we took them everywhere because I'm breastfeeding for 2 years each one. So I was breastfeeding 6-7 years altogether. So you see me just now recently off, because Daniel is 3 years, so a year ago. Until a year ago, I was really into children coming with me everywhere, to work, to the performances with Adi in the car, everywhere abroad. And also this became a bit of, you know, in the theater, all this energy, I said, and too much babysit, I don't want. So how do you handle? And one of the thoughts were, okay, I think we can do a performance that is not in a theater. Anyway, it was like 12 or 13 years that I'm doing each year a performance for theater. And I'm fed up from this black box, this imagination place that I have a love and hate relation with it, to be honest. Even if I'm in this field, it's not totally my life, you know, this visual art. So I'm not working from there, more from investing in the movement, in the philosophy, in the social point of communication in with the world. In a certain time, it fit me with the children and with my own, you know, enough with this theater business to try to do a creation outside. And we were developing an idea about the Birth of the Phoenix, creating this piece about elements of energy and five people that are different, you know, like the quality of wind, water, fire, earth. While we were working in the studio about this, we went also outside and we started to work in the nature a few times with the dancers. And what was amazing for me, I connected a lot to the ground, to the Adama. I had a really strong feeling for it. Somehow, I had this idea suddenly that I want them to dance on the Adama. And we went to learn about this geodesic dome. A friend of ours, Shachar Dor, I told him about the idea to do something outside. He says, you know, I had an amazing idea years ago to do something he has in the garden, a small studio he did, a geodesic dome. And I said, well, how does it look? He says, go into the internet, blah, blah, blah. I went into the internet. I saw this dome and I said, wow, it's an amazing thing to do there. Adi and me really fell in love with it. And we said, let's try to do it in a dome. But then I told Adi, I cannot do it. And everywhere we'll put it, the floor will be terrible. Sand and rocks and stones, they cannot dance. So he said, so do a different dance. So then I said, no. What for me is important is two things. Is to stay, yes, in my profession. Yes, to stay in this dance, modern dance profession. They are jumping, turning, falling. They are doing real dance. And then if I want to have ideas, it will be with a profession. I'm not going to be now, for me it doesn't fit such a change. And how we build each time a stage, are you crazy? It will cost us a fortune, nobody will invite. I said all this, so I don't do it outside. You know, I need a stage, yeah. And then we got some luck and we had a bit money from somewhere and we did the stage. And then I had to find a solution how to do the mud and this rug, and I created it really a lot by myself this time. The way of, you know, technical, how to do it with this, which mud will be fitted, because the sand, it's scratching and this is not flowing good. And we found this earth that is beautiful. And it was a process. But it came from those places. And in the beginning, after I finished my last piece beforehand, it was Sylvia and my mommy. Mommy is Zichrona Levracha name. And after performance of Sylvia came a very special guy named Amos. And he said, I have an amazing idea for you, blah, blah, blah. I think you can do in stage somebody like a circus. He had an amazing imagination. Brought me books. Listen, you know, the world crisis, the ecology, that, you know, I see it in news a little bit. I didn't feel, you know, it's my urge. But then it was very special because he opened some idea for me, but then his way of imagination didn't fit me. But yes, it did a very special trigger for the crisis of today. Yeah, that the world has this big issue about times of you know, the ozone is falling apart, the petrol now is finishing, that now it's new, but everybody's noticing it. Probably the headquarters knew it already 20 years ago, but or 50 even, but now just they allow it going out because such a real problem you see every day. It's going more and more, the petrol and everything. You see that really we are eating the sources and for our money and comfort. So everything together, the private life, the children, the motivation of theater, the going out to live in the countryside, all of this made the birth of the phoenix being created. And it's really, really beautiful thing because it's 4 years and it did more than 400 performances, like crazy, abroad and in Israel and for youth and everything. And what's very special, I put it for youth and it works. You saw yesterday. And even though it's really art and I don't do like hip-hop or something that they can connect, and it's spiritual. And I give it even to the youth. I think it's a great present we could give. Sure, if you come in the evening with the light and with the audience that are older, the magic is like, whoa, you must see it again. But even though in the daytime, without lighting, nothing, you sit like that, what exists, the mud and the dancers. And they're sitting in the circle and you create an hour of something. That's a really special thing. And now it fits, sure, the way of idea we have that we became more green and more... So it fits a lot, our idea. I think one of the things also in theater drives me nuts. I threw my television 6 years ago from home. As well in the same time. Yeah, it's the first time I think about it, you know? Just now it made it together. Click because of the question. Exactly when we moved to the countryside, and it was not Tel Amidhei yet, but we moved beforehand. It was the first step to the countryside, and I created this, and I didn't create a piece for theater. We threw the TV out of home, so it was like all together, the live and the idea, and really realizing the change we want to do with our lives and with our art. And it was created out of that. So it's really special because I think this TV energy also, that it's frontal and it's this box, also theater. I have, because of this, a big problem with theater, even though I'm working in it. And I think once in a few years I have this scribe to do something different than this frontal business. And they come for 1 hour. If it's not enough for me, I would love a discussion and, you know, something more. And because of this, I did this small market. I feel I want to find other ways, but I don't want to throw all my, you know, background and this normal audience we have and everything, and to put ideas also for them.
I get a sense of community and harmony through watching that piece. I found myself looking at the dancers, of course, who were in the center of the circle in the mud. Then I would also occasionally look around. I would see how the children were behaving. I started looking over at you a few times to see how you were enjoying, you smiling. And also just being that close to the performers, you can really see how they're so connected with one another when they're partnering each other or when they're going into a unison section, that they're really feeling each other. And it's something that the entire space and the way in which it's staged, I think, really contributes to, and it really fits in with what you've been saying about these ideas of community and environment and bringing that all together in an alternate path from the way that our modern life has often taken it, in where it's more disharmony and maybe some disjointedness. Yeah, it's really been neat to see all the flyers and all the different events that have been hosted at the...
It's amazing. It's the first year of a pledge, you know, it just opened, even not a year. It's not a year, it's like 7 months. Existing, building and doing, because Adi is a bit, my husband is the real energizer. He has an idea and he knows to put it into real. Already groups are coming. And also, I tell you the truth, I feel we are very like Zionist a bit. It's funny, but because I don't think you can meet in this, you know, dance world such a, it's different between, you know, each choreographer, but I feel we are a little bit... Tzionim kaele, I don't know to explain, like ideals. It's not only, you know, dancing, and it's like byproduct. It's more the idea that is important for us to educate and For example, the youth work we are doing this week, we performed in front of, in Haria, in front of two groups of 300, like 600 youth, and yesterday 150, and today the 50 girls. So in 1 week, a youth of Israel, we are really working with youth here. And it's not less important for me than coming to Suzanne or to Romania tomorrow or to Brazil next month. It's really not. So I'm not pushing this more or that. And I really feel as an Israeli person, and I think Adi is very much like this. He's a very idealistic person. It's important for him to do to the society, to create, to give back, you know?
It's interesting that you say this. You sort of stole the question out of my mouth. The question, and I suppose it's somewhat layered, is if you think that there's anything Israeli about your work, and if so, what? And I think, especially with Vertigo, I wanted to use the word work in asking that question because it includes the choreography, but it also includes so much of what you're doing in building the community that you're building and in all the outreach activities. And so I know that's quite a large question, but you started to head into that.
I think the echpatiyut, the caring, first of all. I'm very much connected to my Judaism, for example. First, I came from a religious family, and we have all a very big respect for Judaism, for the philosophy of our background. And I always say, I don't know if I choose or didn't choose to be born, but I was born to a Jewish family, to an Israeli that came here. That's my home, and I can say, I don't agree with what happened, and to go down and to say I don't agree, I'm a left wing, but I'm not. I'm not political at all, but I'm very much social responding. And for me, it's very important to live in the society, to reach the people, to touch the difficulties, our society, to take responsibility. This is my feeling. I'm staying very much an Israeli. I'm not, going only for tours in Europe and becoming this kind of artist and I feel very much Israeli. And I like and dislike things, but I feel very connected. I don't feel it's not my home here. Or I feel strange, or it's too violent for me. Or, people say, just last week, one of the person from the community, he's American. He says, well, I hope I will get over this when I go to the market and everybody's pushing and shouting. And I don't know to deal with this Israeli business. So for me, it's not so difficult. I deal very well with Israeli. I have a lot of, I think, inside energy, this fire that I communicate quite well. I feel sorry we're not educated enough here. And quite mixed up a bit. It's a very new country. And we have this Mediterranean and people that are coming from the Arab countries, the Jewish, and from the Ashkenazi countries. And this mix of Israeliity is new and just building itself. But for the modern dance, I want to tell you, it's proved that it's great because something with the physicality the Israelis have, if you look out of the world, it's very similar to the Spanish, but they have better techniques. But in general, it's the most similar. They're the best dancers in the world, one of the best, because they have this body language very impressive, to get out this energy. And I think the modern is like one of the greatest branches in Israel for import, export. It's funny, but it is. It fits modern classical. Here it doesn't succeed, but modern dance succeeded more than in England. We have more companies and better work here than that you have in a huge country. Yeah, it's really special.
Why do you think that dance is something that has thrived so much here? I see why you're saying that the dancers here are so wonderful and that there's such an interesting energy here, but why is it dance that has taken such root?
I don't have a real answer. I just can tell you that I think the energy, this energy of the mix, people here, the tension in the country, maybe the people need more to express themselves. Yeah, in New Jersey, what can you be bothered and nervous about that you want to explode on stage or to kill your body for something or to get out of your system, this energy? And here you have more what to talk about. It's good, and bad. It comes together. And I think also theater needs, or ballet, or different disciplines need more order or this sophistication that I think people here are more working from their impulse, from the beten, from the stomach. It's very fitting this country that the people are working from or heart or stomach and then head. It's not that they're not clever, very clever Israelis, very. But the first impulse you can tell Israeli will be from the stomach. And I think it fits dance, modern dance especially.
You kind of alluded to this when I asked about the Israeli thing and you started talking about your connection to Judaism. And it almost sounded as if you were talking about a sense of tikkun olam, perhaps. Maybe I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No,
but
right. I'm embarrassed to talk like that, but you're right.
So do you think that there's something Jewish about your work?
I think for me, it's like you said, it's very much about the tikkun. I believe that a person, I don't know why we came here for this, you know, strange world, and I don't know what's the purpose of humanity and what we have to do in this short time we are coming here. And I think the only thing is that it's really a certain of tikkun. And I think if you have a certain quality, each person has to do his own tikkun, and he can be helpful with his tikkun according to you know what he does, but not just do it for himself and ego and work about this ego business, and not for my own, me, to grow, to be somebody, to be a big choreographer. It's not interesting enough. And I think really my deep, deep feelings and thoughts are to create also tikkun wherever I am. And because of this, I put my soul into the society also back, not only towards the arts. And support only that. Yeah, I think it's one of my main motivations to do good in life, you know? Tov?
Tov, that's the best kind of goal. Thank you so much for this conversation and Bahatzlacha for tonight.
Tov, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more podcasts and articles about dance in Israel, please visit danceinisrael.com.